Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Yesterday, the government announced it had told the organisers of the America's Cup that it needs another 6 months to carry out due diligence on the viability of the event in Cork. Well, we bring you some breaking news on this this evening, because I'm joined by Maurice O'Connell, sailing analyst with the RTE Olympic Sports Coverage. Maurice, you're very welcome to the programme. Tell me what the development is.
Well, there's going to be a statement released in New Zealand at 9 o'clock this evening, and we understand that there's a strong possibility that there will be an extension to the evaluation period before they make the final decision on the host city. So it would appear that that all is not lost, and that there is still time not only for Ireland and for Cork, but also for the other two cities that are in the running to ramp up their attempts to gain the rights to host the next American Cup.
Well, that would seem very good news for people who are in favour of Ireland and Cork hosting this event. That we were told by Minister Catherine Martin on this programme yesterday that they needed another 6 months. How long will the extension be, Maurice?
I think it's going to be probably an absolute maximum of 8 weeks, Cormac. November the 17th is a hard drop-dead global date when they have to announce the technical details of the competition format in 2024. So they have some breathing space, but we don't have 6 months. But I think they're going to announce an extension of probably 6 to 8 weeks. So that's in all likelihood all we get.
Okay, and there are concerns that the cost of hosting the event, be it €150 million or €200 million, might exceed any benefit. I mean, what is your reading of that? I mean, are people too cautious who feel that way, or are they right?
I'm not an economist, and obviously we have the Ernst & Young feasibility report, which is a projected €500 million return from €150 million investment. But I think it's important to note that €100 million of that is legacy capital infrastructure spend that will be left behind in Cork and Cove for generations and decades to come. And so €50 million of it is broadly speaking, the investment that's there in the short term. And obviously that's spread over the next 3 years. So I guess, you know, a lot of due diligence needs to be done in the very short term over the next 6 to 8 weeks, mm-hmm. To see if that's a justified investment. And I sincerely hope that we really put in a big effort just to make sure that we assess it really fully and properly before we make a final call.
But well, let's see if the Irish government can do that due diligence within 8 weeks or so. Thank you very much indeed for the update, Maurice O'Connell, sailing analyst with the RTE Olympics Sports Coverage.